So we looked at a lot of concepts within performance management today, right? So let's continue and look forward to what more we can understand about the performance management process as a whole. So it is, we definitely talked about it being a continuous process. It involves setting individual goals, tracking performance while working towards overall objectives of the organization, right? It also empowers employees to deliver the quality output that is expected of them and invariably gives them learning opportunities for any growth and any career development that they are looking at in the organization. So what happens during a typical performance management process? So what a manager will do is he will map whatever are the goals expected from his subordinate in line with whatever would be the organization's business goals, okay? He will assess the employee's ability to achieve these goals and he will mentor and provide resources to the employee wherever required so that he can achieve the goals which are expected of him. Also, he will recognize, let's assume a manager has a team, the manager will recognize who are his high performer and reward people who are doing well in his team. Now, any effective performance management process will help a manager and leader to get the most out of their teams. At the same time, individuals or subordinates who are working with their respective manager also get an opportunity to grow professionally. So typically, there are four stages in a performance management cycle: how you would plan the process, how would you monitor the process, how would you develop the process, how you would review and rate the employee, and how would you finally reward the employee. So to get any employee management process or a performance management process, it is important that the whole group, because most of us, the reality, friends, is that most of us are working in teams, and it is always a group effort to see to it that performance of everybody is effective. For example, if I am supposed to achieve a certain goal, I will be dependent on my team member or on my team or on my manager or my or other departments or my enabling teams to help me perform better. So it is always a group effort, right? And hence, running a successful performance review cycle is also important to understand from a group perspective. There are multiple stakeholders who would be involved in a performance review cycle. Effectively, similarly, so in a performance review cycle, it will be your manager, it will be you. In certain processes, it is the team feedback also which is taken. There are people who administer the entire process. There are reviews, there are review people who review the entire process. There is senior management which is involved. So it's a process which requires multiple set of people to become effective. The HR team is in charge of the administrative side of performance process. It is like a it is the holder of the process. It enables the whole process. More than administrative side, I would call it an enabler of the whole process. And it trains, it sees to it that people who are at the helm of affairs in any performance process are the people who are effectively managing it well, doing it well. They train people at the start of each cycle. They do the expectation setting with the people who are involved in the cycles. For example, they will train a manager, they will have programs with the manager, they will help the manager to set goals, they will get the manager to understand the whole process, they will train him to give feedback. So HR is an enabler of the process. It helps the process to be enabled, and it also works in terms of ensuring that there is fairness in the process, there is transparency in the process, there is neutrality in the process, there is no favoritism in the process. So HR has multiple roles to play as a part of the performance management process. The line managers, who are effectively the reporting managers, who actually do the goal setting, who monitor the whole process, who give coach their teams, give feedback to their teams, are another very, very important set of people who are making the whole performance management process effective or ineffective as well. right? So we see this one point about creating PIPs. PIPs are performance improvement plans. Wherever needed, they feel that certain set of people are not performing, they would be working on enabling performance by giving right feedback at the right time. So line manager, HR team, and the overall system, these are the three set of people who are playing various roles in an entire performance management process itself. In most organizations, goals are set by managers. Many organizations also give the facility to the employees to also set their own goals, so that the managers look at what employees have set for themselves, the managers approve them, and then they help them to achieve them as per the organization's objectives. It's also the role of the employee to keep his or her manager updated on how they are progressing on the goals. Is there something that is coming in their way for them to be able to achieve their goals? They document their personal and professional journey. How are they working on their goals? For example, I have a goal in terms of improvising a certain skill. Let's assume I'm a technology person. I'm supposed to learn a certain skill in terms of technology. I have to learn AWS, or I have to learn Java. So I decided that in the next 3 months, my goal is to take a certification in Java. So it's an employee's responsibility also to keep his manager abreast that he has taken that up, he has updated himself, he has taken up a certification, he has accomplished that, and this is where he is, and this is what he has achieved, and that is why he deserves to be recognized for the performance that he has given. So effectively, also, for any performance management process to be successful, you need multiple tools to make it successful. Of course, there has to be a tracking software where all this data is collected. People could use Google Docs, or there are still organizations which are using physical forms as well. That's the reality. There are one-on-ones, reviews, feedback, praise, a lot of tools that organizations use as a part of the performance management process. Now, when goals are set, either an employee would set goals for himself, or a manager would set goals for his team members, okay? It's important that goals flow from the top. So the top management or the senior management would have certain goals that they would want to achieve as a part of their organization growth process. And it is important that these goals are cascaded down to all levels. So based on an organization hierarchy, these goals would cascade down the hierarchy, so that everybody is in line with what the organization's goals are. So the highest, or the executive level or strategic level, once goals are set, they then go down to the lowest level or at the individual level, where people are able to understand how their goals are matching up to the organization goals. So every company definitely has its own set of goals, so that everybody is aligned where the company is going, why it is going there, where it has to eventually reach, so that overall purpose of the whole goal setting process is actually managed well. Okay, so clarity of purpose is very, very important. Why the goals are aligned to what the overall organization is looking at. Every level in the company should set goals for a ladder above them and below them, so that there is a consistency. You have to really march in the same direction. You can't have people marching in one direction, another going in another direction, right? Only when there is a synergy in the marching process do you actually achieve what you want in the end. So that's what we are looking at when we are cascading goals down to the lowest level. So at the top level, that is an executive level or the highest level, there have to be strategic goals which are measurable. Let's assume one of the goals of the organization is to reach a certain level of reach a certain revenue. Let's take revenue as an example, that today we are at 1000 crores and we want to reach 1200 crores, so that extra 200 crores is our goal for this year, okay? And that That is a financial goal. That's something that they are defining in terms of the financial goals. Now, how do we achieve that financial goals? Is probably we kind the organization would set those with the sales team that these are the sales we have to be able to achieve so that we are able to get this kind of revenue. There would be goals with respect to the profit the organization wants to make. Okay, or in terms of the EBITDA that the organization decides that today our EBITDA is at 7% and we would want to take the EBITDA to 25%. So what is the margin that we are looking at? So I'm talking about a lot of financial goals because businesses work in terms of how they want to grow in terms of their revenues, their profit margins, their EBITDA goals, right? So just giving you some of those examples, so which are very, very measurable. I know that have I reached a 200 crore mark yet? No, I'm short by 25 crores or I'm short by 50 crores, right? So that's level one, where a strategic measurable goal is set at an executive level. And then you define a process for rolling out or cascading the goals. How do you cascade the goals? Who are your next set of people and how do you set goals at the next level? So let's assume the next, when you have defined a goal of 200 crores, achieving 200 crores for this year, the next level, what are the set of people at the next level? What are the roles they are playing at those levels? As per the roles, what are the goals each of them would take and how they would also cascade it down? So at the next level, let's assume there is a CHRO. Who's a head of HR, you have head of marketing, you have head of sales, you have head of administration, you have head of finance, you have head of delivery, you have, So what are the goals each of these people would take so that they contribute towards that 200 crore goal that has been planned for that year? And then they pass it down to their teams and then pass it down also. So especially while the goals are cascaded down, at what milestones do we check? Are we right? Are we on the right track on the goals? Is there something which is missing because we are not able to achieve those goals? What are the bottlenecks that are coming in the way of getting those goals marked? And how do we enable our people to, how do we motivate them to, achieve these goals? For example, the sales team would have certain incentive, probably would have an incentive program based on which, on a certain number that they achieve, they get incentives. They're directly contributing towards the revenue or they're directly contributing towards bringing in more business. The delivery team, which is supposed to get things done on the ground based on what business the sales brings in, will have a certain goal that they would have, and they would probably incentivize its people to achieve whatever you're supposed to deliver, you're supposed to manufacture, you're supposed to invent, or whatever is the organization into or create. Okay, so then there's an incentive program that would set, which would help the organization to reinforce the goals that the top level has already set. So let's just look at what are smart, sharp, and clear goals. So we have all heard about smart goals. And we all know, I'm sure many of you know what SMART goals are: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Those are our SMART goals. So whenever a performance, whenever a goal-setting program is managed, usually they look at goals from this because can you really measure the goals? Is it possible to attain them? Are they time-bounded? Okay, so a very established way of measuring goals is a SMART goal. But there is another tool which there has been another tool that we are looking at in terms of how do we measure goals, which is also called SHARP. Okay, so using a SHARP tool is asking sharp questions. Are the goals simple? Are they stated? Are they simply stated? H is how the goals will be achieved. Okay. A is the actions for the goals. Every goals require some actions. What are the actions needed for the goals? Are the goals reviewed regularly? Is the review process being done? And is the progress happening? Because you might review the goal, but you might not see it is not moving or it is not progressing. So, are the goals reviewed? Is the progress being made in those respective goals? So, though SMART framework has been a very popular framework, while organizations are becoming more and more agile, SMART framework is used by some organizations, but there are newer frameworks like Sharp and Clear, which have also taking precedence now, and people are looking at, can they look at newer methodologies to look at goals. So if you look at the CLEAR goals, which is an, what does CLEAR really stand for? Collaborative, limited, emotional, appreciable, and refinable. Now this is, I'm not sure how many of you have really heard of it, but that's how this new concept has come into play in terms of looking at goals. So CLEAR goals scope out collaboration and alignment more explicitly as against SMART goals, okay? When we say a collaboration, over the time, competition versus collaboration, working collaboratively has taken precedence in the market or in the industries, because there have been lot of advantages that have seen in a collaborative working environment, and people are able to deliver more when they are able to encourage and work in a collaborative working environment. Definitely people are far more engaged in a collaborative working environment. They get help when they need, they see value in being a part of a team, they are able to connect and you know, work with other team members better and be able to be on course in a collaborative working environment. So whatever goals are set, are they encouraging collaboration within the team, okay? Too many goals, 20, 35 goals is not what we are looking at. We're looking at some limited set of goals which have a scope and duration. In a limited time, these are the goals that we want to achieve. Life is moving fast, it is moving faster. And what can we achieve in a limited time is something that is being looked at. With the whole COVID-19 pandemic, the emotional part of the goal, getting the goals achieved, has really taken precedence. Is the goal able to make, does the employee connect with the goal emotionally? Is he passionate about it? Does he show energy in being wanting to achieve that goal? I think that this is really, really important, guys, especially from an HR perspective or from a people perspective. Emotional readiness for achieving any goal is crucial and important. Appreciable. What do you mean by appreciable? So can large goals, if you have long-term goals, larger goals, we break down them into smaller goals so that we can appreciate them faster, we get returns faster, we are able to look at them more quickly, and from a long-term perspective, they become accountable as well, right? When we looked at limited goals, the appreciable part is part of that limited goals. And though we see that there are certain set of goals, but as situation change, we are working in a VUCA environment, we are working in a VUCA world, we are seeing fast changes happening. Agility is the name of the game. At this point of time, the goals should be refinable. You should get to be able to refine your goals from time to time. So that's a little different concept in terms of how your goals should be set. We call them more clear goals. Interesting, right? So what we are looking at from a performance management process is how to make the process collaborative, have multiple channels of communications open for a performance management process, keep it flexible, and focus on the results that you are getting. So result driver, what is finally the result is what matters. You do whatever, but if you are not able to get the result, all these efforts might be a waste of time and energy, right? So focusing on the results is extremely crucial and important. That's how a performance management process should be able to give you the returns that you expect out of it. And any well-managed performance management process, guys, will be accurate. There will be you have to have accuracy in that process. It has to be data driven. There has to be fairness, okay? And There have to be means where an employee gets feedback from multiple sources. Like, for example, there is a 90 degree appraisal process where you get feedback only from your manager. And there is a peer review feedback process where you get feedback from your peers. There is a 360 degree feedback process where you could get feedback from your subordinate, from your managers, from your peers, from your customers, from your clients. So you have multiple feedback sources where if there is some common feedback coming from these multiple sources, you know what you are supposed to do, where you're supposed to improve, where you're already doing well, right? So if you you have the opportunity of multiple feedback, it's a very, very effective process. And then, of course, a process which encourages high and overachievers. So it is a process through which these people get recognized. They feel that they have been valued. The organization is able to see their performance and they get rewarded for doing over and above what is expected of them. So essentially, I think we have spoken enough about this, but if you look at the overall processes, of course, defining goals, outlining appropriate job description. Okay, the first process is to define goals. Once you have the roles, I think role is the number one process. Once you have a role, then you define the goal, then you do an appropriate job description for that. You create a template where what does performance at that respective job means. You have a performance template, you take up developmental planning, you execute employee development plans, assess the performance and review the performance. We did, I'm sure, speak about this, and I'm sure you by now understand what some of these things already mean. Also, it's very important to maintain documentation of the whole process and see to it that, you know, as an employee also, while the whole year my goals are set, it is important that I regularly document how I'm doing on that goal, where I have achieved, where I have not achieved, where did I go wrong, what did I do to make changes, what are the certifications I took, what was my learning and development journey as an employee. Similarly, for the manager also to document against every goal, how has the person done, what feedback has been given, how the feedback got captured, how the employee took the feedback, and you know, what changes he made. So that it becomes, as we spoke in the beginning, a very constructive process, right? Hence, the effectiveness of the process will become stronger. And you have to keep looking at how this process can be renewed, reconstructed in line with what the organization is. Let's assume the organization plans a very, very aggressive growth strategy. The program has to be re-looked at. In the new scheme of things, how do you look at it? So overall, the process is a long, is a very constructive process. Feedback mechanism has to be very, very strong. Multiple people involved in the process, a huge role to be played by the HR departments in enabling this entire process. I think also looking at this whole process from a very constructive lens, that it is for my growth, my development, my career upliftment. For the organization, it is from to be improvising on productivity, to be improvising on growth, to be able to bring the best out of its people and to overall go in a certain direction the organization wants to grow. So I would definitely recommend, do read more about how different organizations are realigning their performance management process over the years, how this process also changed. What new has been done in various organizations, what are the new things organizations do to make themselves more effective in terms of managing performance of their people. There are some practices which some organizations have done away with. They are not looking at this process as a evaluative process, but they're looking at it as a learning process, growth process. And feedback as a continuous mechanism has become a very strong element of any performance management process. So that was wonderful sharing with you today, guys. Thank you so much.